Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yep, it's the Oscars for you last night, appearing. A lot of politics involved. And we spoke to Christian Toto ahead of this. We were trying to make a prediction of whether that would be the case. It certainly was. Christian Toto, film critic, HollywoodandToto.com, and host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, joins us right now. Christian, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So what'd you make of it?
The Oscar producers said that this would be a less political event, and that was right as rain, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, they were about as right as the box office is for any of these films. I mean, I'm always struck by, let's get to the politics in a second, I'm always struck by the fact that there's a huge separation between what American movie consumers actually watch and what the Oscars actually awards.
Yeah, and that's been a problem for years now. There were a couple of films that did break through, including Get Out and Dunkirk, as far as the Best Picture nominees. But yeah, a lot of these films didn't get a ton of attention at the movie theaters. But I have to say, I'm still kind of trying to process last night's show. It was almost anti-entertainment. I mean, it was way over 3 hours, lots of dead comedy bits, a woke affair to the nth degree. It was everything you didn't want the show to be, in a sense.
You know, there was also some of the pre-parties that banned the media. And because they banned the media, you had a lot of the stars, who, you know, some nominees, who didn't bother showing up to these parties. There almost seemed to be an air of just almost depression. It didn't seem very celebratory. Have they finally jumped the shark and taken these things from a celebration to just a funeral procession?
It did feel like a jump-the-shark moment, in that it was almost like there was no attempt at realizing, hey, there are millions of viewers out there who maybe don't align with your politics or just want to celebrate the joy of movies. And I feel like joke after joke, bit after bit, event after event, it didn't really reach out to the audience. It was all directed squarely at the people in the theater, and I understand that to an extent. It's their night. But it is the biggest commercial for Hollywood that we have. Yep. And if you're going to make a show like that, you're essentially wasting 3 hours and 38 or whatever the heck minutes it was to pat yourself in the back, to send out lectures, and to not entertain. I mean, at the end of the day, it wasn't enjoyable by any stretch.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the point here, because Hollywood for years has succeeded in being sort of glamorous, amusing, entertaining. I mean, this is show business. It's quite literally meant to be a distraction from sort of the rigors of life. You get to sort of escape into worlds that some people just can only imagine, and that's what Hollywood has done, even in its award shows. Yet over the last decade or so, and certainly this year, it feels like it descended more into sanctimony and misery, and basically has ripped the veil off this notion that it's sort of an entertaining night, and that can't be good for the long-term health of Hollywood.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, around mid-show, Jimmy Kimmel did this, let's thank the movie-going public because you make it all possible. I'm thinking, you spent the entire night mocking half of that movie-going public and lecturing, and instead of focusing on your job, you made this a soapbox event. I mean, didn't they see the contrast there, the hypocrisy of, hey, we're going to jam certain messages down your throat, we're going to insult audiences, but hey, come see our movies and thanks for doing that, because that's really special.
Right, and there's a huge degree of hypocrisy here, too, because Hollywood has troubles of its own. I mean, internally, these are problems that they're working out. This sexual harassment, sexual assault stuff, it's more pronounced, it seems like, in Hollywood than literally any other industry, yet we're getting lectures from that stage that's directed at an audience of millions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad that the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke, and I do think less and less of that will happen. But I'm pretty sure it's still happening, and to some extent, I don't think those kind of issues go away overnight. And to be thumping your chest over, you know, let's call out the predators of the world when you've been being silent for decades. I mean, I just, you know, when the scandal first broke, I thought, well, how are the Oscars going to go? Because the Oscars are always lecturing us. Given this news, that how widespread it was and how many people knew but didn't say anything, there's no way that the Oscar ceremony in a few months will be as sort of filled with politics and lectures as it's been. It's just impossible, I thought at the time. No, it was possible because we saw it last night.
They've turned their own problems against us. It's incredible.
Yeah, the self-awareness that's problematic in some of the media as far as the news coverage, it was all over the place last night. And, you know, the bigger problem with the show is that it was too long. And also, there weren't any really great moments. There were no killer jokes from Jimmy Kimmel. The Star Wars, the several actors from the Star Wars franchise came out to give out in a couple of awards. The banter was so bad, so stiff, so awkward, so anti-funny that I thought, well, this is the biggest night of the year for Hollywood. They couldn't give Mark Hamill a good line or two? That's a crime of some sort.
Well, he's used to that, by the way.
Let's talk about the awards themselves. Were there any surprises at all? Because from what I saw, these were all, everything pretty much played out the way everybody thought it was going to play out. No surprises.
You know, there were very few. Because there were so many award shows prior to the event, we knew pretty much who would win. And I think most of the predictions were right. I will say, you know, there was a brief shout-out to U.S. military veterans with Wes Studi, who was a veteran himself, announcing the montage of clips. That was certainly fine. I can't say that's bad by any stretch. And also, it was unexpected. But other than that, yeah, I mean, you knew it would be woke. You didn't think it'd be that woke. You knew it would be predictable. You didn't expect it to be that predictable. So as far as surprises to go, boy, that's the only one that jumps to my mind.
When we talked last week about awards, I had questions about whether or not this would be aimed at just celebrating message films. Having now seen all of the winners, what was your impression of how these winners were selected?
Well, you know, I think message-wise, it could have been more pronounced. Call Me By Your Name won a screenplay award, but I don't think it won any of the major awards at this point. And, Get Out won for best screenplay as well. It's adapted versus original. But it didn't win much more than that. So, I mean, that's a movie about racism in America. The latter is a gay romance. I think the voters could have gotten more sort of putting your thumb down on the scale to make certain issues more prominent, but they didn't. But the shows and the movies and the things that won were based on those past award presentations. We knew Frances McDormand was the favorite because she's won a lot before, you know, exactly the way it was.
Amazing stuff to see and hear all that. And we'll share with you in a moment some of those wild moments from the Oscars, not in the way that they intended, but certainly the extent to which much of Hollywood going after America throughout this show. I don't know if it exactly works. Christian Toto, thanks for giving us your breakdown, sir.
My pleasure.
8:15 now on WMA.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.